Hello everyone and welcome back to the Orin Coin Podcast. This is day 18 of my 30-day challenge where I'll be publishing one podcast episode every day for 30 days. Today's episode is about decluttering your space. I have been guilty of this a lot in my life. I've created a lot of background noise. At least now a bit, when you look at my background, you see a little bit of a good, ordered space, but I don't want to show you what's happening on this side of the camera, behind the camera. And if you're just listening to this, then you'll have to imagine it's very messy. In any case, I do want to say how important it is to declutter your space when you're trying to create new content. Because, as we talked about in a few episodes ago, adjusting your environment to content creation is something that helps you create more and more frequently. When your space is cluttered, your mind is also cluttered. If you create a space where you can dive into content creation and also be in a space that you are not anxious about, because it looks very messy, you don't find whatever it is you need to find in that space, then you're creating a huge problem for yourself just existing in this space, and not in terms of stunting your creativity, which is also something that can happen when you're in a messy space, but also just the fact that you're not enjoying being in a space is one of the factors contributing to not wanting to create more. In terms of like how to combat this, I think incorporating a small amount of new habits into your life will also contribute to this a lot. I noticed that whenever I go to the office, I tend to make sure I don't have any garbage around and just take it away to the outside bin with me. Also, one thing that I am not used to, but other family members do, is each morning sweep the floor. If you are entering into your space with shoes that have been outside, probably have sand or dust, and your floor is getting dirty, sweeping your floor, and not just when cleaning on the weekend, is also a good way to keep your space clean. And also, another a small habit that is very helpful is making sure that whenever you start an activity, you also have a set amount of time to end the activity. Let's say you start doing research, for example. So you have a notebook and you have your computer and you have your pen and whatever it is. When you're done, you're going to do a little bit of a closing activity, which means that, okay, now the pen goes back into the place I put my pens, the notebook goes back to wherever I got it out, if it's my bag, it's my bag, if it's a shelf, it's a shelf, and I take the computer back into wherever it is, or just close the window on my PC if I'm not using a laptop, because the PC is stationary anyway. Making sure that you also have this closing of loops that you open will make sure that you're also less messy. I can share from my own experience now. I have started a loop that is now weighing on me while I'm making this episode. Yesterday, my dad asked me to find a little piece of paper that had some codes that he had for an account. And because my dad doesn't really understand anything about technology, I do all of the things that are required in that regard in his life. And I know I had that piece of paper somewhere, and I couldn't find it. I'm really out of my mind trying to find that piece. And I started opening cabins, taking things out of shelves. And while doing this, I also figured out, wow, all of this can be thrown in the trash. It's no longer relevant. Like, you have pieces of paper, you have old receipts, you have maybe things that are just stuck in cabins for a long time and could just be thrown away. it's an amazing feeling to make up more empty space in your life. We have so much stuff lying around, and I think that's what draws people to minimalism so much. I don't think I consider myself any minimalist right now, but opening a cabin, taking stuff out and throwing half of it away is very, very satisfying. I think that's it for me today. To recap, if you open loops in your life, make sure to also close them. And by closing them, you will stay less messy. And also, incorporate a small amount of habits into your day-to-day that make it easy to keep your space clean, like sweeping the floor, not just on the weekends, and making sure that you don't have trash around when you leave the house. And those small habits do compound, and you'll find yourself living in a better kept space, and that will contribute to your creativity and your frequency of content creation. So thank you so much for listening or watching. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a comment or any feedback on this episode. If you want to dive deeper into content creation with me, then I have a newsletter you can join. You can find that in the description of the episode. And thank you again so much for listening or watching, and I'll see you in the next one.